Well, it is an honor. It is also a privilege that there is a sense of confidence, a sense of assurance that it is possible for young people to be given responsibility. As you may know, throughout history, since time immemorial, young people have always been at the forefront of defining the agenda and mission of any nation or any society. The liberation struggle itself was fought by the young people. You look at the young Mugabe, not the old one. The old one is disappointing, but the young one was very progressive. So I feel that as young people, we have been given a responsibility. It is an opportunity. It's a call to action to make a difference, to make sure that we bring back a great and beautiful Zimbabwe once more.
What do you think really resonated with Mr. Tsvangirai for him to pick you as his deputy ahead of everybody else that is in the party?
You may remember that in terms of our party, looking at service, looking at where we started, I started this project and this journey together with President Tsvangirai when I was the Secretary General of the Students' Union, way back in 1998. We have not at any given point in time engaged in reverse gear. It has always been in the forward gear. It has been a tough journey. We have made some mistakes, yes. We have made some errors, but we are committed. One thing we are sure Zimbabweans we have is commitment, genuineness, and that honest heart to serve. It's also the history. It's also the journey we have so far, you know, traversed. We have come a long way, and we remain on that path. We remain on that course. So I think it's also a question of youthfulness, but also upon the foundation of seniority.